This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to show number 19 of Mondo Bizarro. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your dentist as we clean that strange plaque that's accumulated on your teeth. All facts and reports are 100% genuine and true. So let me get my drill out as we attempt to get at those ugly spots that are creating a yellowish film from this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
In Peterborough, England, police had to be called in after a cat tried to pull a mouse out of a jam jar and got its head stuck. A motorist found it beside a road with the jar on its head and the mouse millimeters from its nose. At a police station, four people pulled and twisted but were unable to free the cat. They finally had to smash the jar on the floor. The cat was free and the mouse escaped. In Muskoka Lakes, Canada, a Toronto man is lucky to be alive after relieving himself while drunk and ending up trapped in a chimney for 5 hours in freezing conditions. The 35-year-old man had been staying with a friend when he got up in the night after drinking to relieve himself outside. After staggering around in the dark, he mistook a nearby cottage for his friend's home. He could not rouse his friend, so he climbed onto the roof and slid down the chimney of the empty house, where he then got stuck with his hands over his head. An angry husband who threw his old clothes into the garden and set fire to them because he couldn't find any clean underpants accidentally burnt his home down to the ground. Ivo Jerbic, age 55, from Prijat near Zagreb, told police he had lost his temper after failing to find any clean underpants in a closet full of old clothes. He had thrown them all into the garden and set fire to them. He then told police, "My wife never throws anything out. I just lost my temper." But then the fire spread to the house, which burned it to the ground. The local news agency Hina reported that Jerbic could end up in jail for up to 8 years for putting other family members in danger, even though no one was injured. In Bari, Italy, living up to their stereotype's name of being Europe's most passionate and impulsive lovers, the Italians are experimenting with a public park where young people courting can make love without being jailed for indecent exposure. The trial is aimed at solving the problems they have finding somewhere to get intimate, with most living with their parents until they get married. It is the brainchild of Giuseppe Foghetti. It cost about €3, or about $5, to enter the park, and another €1.5 for every 30 minutes that they remain in the park. My idea was to create a place for those who want to spend intimate moments together without thinking whether someone would be shocked if they saw it, said Mr. Foghetti. In Ohio, a man has been charged with breaking and entering after police traced him from the scene of the crime to his home by following his footprints in the snow. Police said that the owners of the Split Rail Feed and Supply store in Steubenville, Ohio, found the back door of their shop had been broken open when they arrived on Saturday morning. They found that the safe had been robbed and money taken. However, the police were quick to solve the mystery by following the tracks in the snow that led them to the nearby house of Roshan Preston, who was an employee of the feed store. In Kuala Lumpur, guard dogs protecting a fruit orchard in Malaysia have met their match in a 7.1-meter python that swallowed at least 11 hounds before it was discovered by villagers. "I was shocked to see such a huge python," orchard keeper Ali Yusuf told the reporters. A newspaper published a picture of the captured snake, which was almost long enough to span the width of a tennis court and as thick as a tree trunk. Villagers did not harm the snake, but tied it to a tree and then handed it off to the wildlife officials, the paper reported. A U.S. firefighter has undergone plastic surgery in India to look like Hollywood star Bruce Willis. John Joseph Conway, age 43, from Chicago, checked into the Sir Ganga Ram Hospital in New Delhi with a photograph of his hero. I am a firefighter, and I need to look the part. I wanted to improve my jawline. Bruce Willis has a nice, strong jaw, said Conway. Vivek Kumar, part of the medical team which operated on Conway, said doctors studied his face for 3 days to give him the look that he wanted. After he contacted us on email, he said that as a man who jumps into burning buildings, people in the community look up to him, and he needed to maintain his macho image. Conway, who spent about 800 pounds, or about $1,600 US, on the three-hour operation, said he was satisfied with the surgery, so much so that he now plans to bring his 63-year-old mother for a facelift, as well as his sister for another surgery.
Bizarro Holidays.
Your February monthly observances start with Low Vision Awareness Month, American Heart Month, Bake for Family Fun Month, International Boost Self-Esteem Month, and Fabulous Florida Strawberry Month. Your weekly observances are, from the 1st through the 7th, it's National Patient Recognition Week, Publicity for Profit Week, Solo Dinners Eat Out Weekend. From the 4th through the 10th, it's Boy Scout Anniversary Week, Dump Your Significant Jerk Week, International Coaching Week, National Consumer Protection Week, National Leadership Week, Publicity for Profit Week. From the 5th through the 8th, it's National School Counseling Week. From the 5th through the 9th, it's Intimate Apparel Market Week. Just say no to PowerPoints Week. Your daily calendar events include, on the 1st, it's Gum Day, Hula in the Kula Day, Robinson Crusoe Day, and Woman's Heart's Health Day. On the 2nd, it's Candlemas, Groundhog Day, Groundhog Job Shadow Day, Hedgehog Day, Self-Renewal Day, and Wear Red Day. On the 3rd, it's Four Chaplains Memorial Day. On the 4th, it's Dump Your Significant Jerk Day, Super Bowl, and USO Day. On the 5th, it's Weathermen's or Weatherperson's Day. Move Hollywood and Broadway to Lebanon, Pennsylvania Day. On the 6th, it's Pay a Compliment Day and African American Coaches Day. On the 7th, it's National Girls and Women in Sports Day and Wave All Your Fingers at Your Neighbors Day.
Bizarro Facts.
A shark is the only fish that can blink with both eyes. And speaking of eyes, dolphins sleep with one eye open. 2/3 of the world's eggplant is grown in New Jersey. The longest one-syllable word in the English language is screeched. The largest taxi fleet in the world is found in Mexico City. The city boasts over a fleet of 60,000 taxis. Winston Churchill was born in a ladies' room during a dance. The largest cabbage ever grown weighed 144 pounds. Bulls are colorblind. Every 4 seconds, a can of Spam is being opened. On an average workday, a typist's fingers travels 12.6 miles. Dueling is legal in Paraguay as long as both parties are registered blood donors. The first person to ever survive the fall over Niagara Falls was in 1901 when Annie Edison Taylor, age 43, widowed and a schoolteacher from Bay City, Michigan, survived the fall in a 260-pound oak barrel. The average American eats 2 donuts a day. A group of whales is called a pod, a group of owls is called a parliament, and a group of ravens is called a murder. The longest time a person has been in a coma is 37 years. It takes the Where's Waldo artist 1 month to complete just one drawing. Every 7 seconds, a baby is being born. Cuba is the only island in the Caribbean to have a railroad. Every day, 10 tons of space dust falls onto the earth. Chickens can't swallow while they are held upside down. The most common school colors are blue and white. The band The Grateful Dead were once called the Warlocks. Jamaica has the most churches per square mile than any other country in the world. The basketball player Michael Jordan makes more money from Nike annually than all of the Nike factory workers in Malaysia combined. When snakes are born with 2 heads, they will fight each other for food. Venus is the only planet that rotates clockwise. Walt Disney was afraid of mice. Bolivia, located in South America, has 2 capitals. And there you have it, friends. That's going to wrap it up for show number 19. We hope you've enjoyed yourself and will join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.